School textbooks, they're outdated. Answers with Ken Ham, former public school science teacher in Australia.
And as a former science teacher, I've noticed a pattern in the textbooks of public schools. Publishers try to keep textbooks updated with the latest findings and scientific advances in most areas except for the sections dealing with evolution. I got hold of textbooks from school districts in different states of America, and I carefully went through the chapters that dealt with evolution. I found that many of the arguments for evolution that had been thrown out years ago by the scientific establishment were still being presented dogmatically. These include arguments such as embryonic recapitulation, which was discredited over 50 years ago. Also, vestigial organs like the appendix that supposedly had no function. Well, this was refuted many years ago. And the list goes on and on. So why do textbooks still contain these outdated arguments? But I suspect it's because the authors so want students to believe in evolution, while they're hesitant to remove these seemingly powerful but discredited arguments.
The evolutionary belief system is entrenched not only in our schools, but American society as a whole. In fact, many of the social ills of the day are tied to a belief in evolution. Find out how as you watch Ken Ham's intriguing DVD on the state of the nation. It's yours for a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on our website of answersoffer.org.